This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
All right. You have tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. We are bringing you a special update. We are joined once again in the studio by Chef Brian Alberg to hear about his new project. You guys probably know Brian from his work at Red Lion Inn. But you're cooking up something new, Chef. Give us the details.
Yeah, we recently opened up a new restaurant called Eat on North in the Berkshires of Western Mass. And it's attached to a hotel that's called Hotel on North, which is a 45-room boutique hotel in the center of Pittsfield.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a really neat project. Totally opposite of what the Red Lion Inn is, with the exception of the hospitality aspect. We still pride ourselves in hospitality, but it's the restaurant itself has a real urban feel, and it's very current. You know, there's a raw bar. There's kind of like global ethnic foods, you know? So
awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
What's your background? What's your global ethnic story?
Well, my global ethnic story is that I love to eat all foods.
So, me too.
So, you know, when I come to the city or I'm hanging out with other foodies, we go, you know, K-Town or, you know, Little Italy, and we kind of eat, you know, regionally throughout cities. And I wanted to try to make that under one roof. You know, we all have in the kitchen, we all have different skill sets. So it's really kind of fun to play off each other's strong points and what each other's backgrounds are.
What have you been exploring lately? Kind of personally, are you kind of obsessing about anything in particular?
I'm really kind of getting into, foods that I don't know a lot about, like Korean.
Thai. I love Korean food.
I really enjoy it. It's really, really cool. And it's awesome to learn about all these new ingredients and stuff. So I'm kind of just getting into that now.
Well, you definitely too have kind of a reputation for using kind of the local, bounty, mm-hmm. local agriculture. So how does that work when you're trying to cook with more of a global perspective?
Well, you can apply the same kind of techniques using different ingredients. You know, the peppers that we have here are different than the peppers that they probably have in Thailand. But, you know, we make use of what we have here.
So anything that like you've been experimenting with substitution wise that you're like, that just does not work.
No, not really. Not yet. Not yet. I mean, most of the flavors and things come through different spices and stuff. And, you know, I'm not so diehead local that I ignore things that are available to us. I mean, we do live in a world where we can get things.
Right.
So,
you're like, but, I'm not refusing star anise and cinnamon right, bark in the pursuit right. of purity.
Exactly.
Good. Well, good for you and good for your diners. Well, what prompted the jump for you? It's just time for a new project.
Well, being that we're such an old hotel, we've kind of developed ways to broaden our base. So we started a company called Main Street Hospitality Group. And in doing that, we've started to open up new properties. So right now, we currently own 4 properties, 4 hotels. 3 of them have food service, for which I'm responsible for all 3. And it's really cool. It kind of broadens our horizons as a company and as individuals.
It's like more opportunities
sure.
to get out and about. Well, that's the thing. I feel like here in New York, you know, we tend to be a little egocentric. Mm-hmm. Probably not coming as a huge surprise to you. but I'm wondering how up in the Berkshires, like what is the kind of like chef scene for you? Like who are you kind of looking to suss out ideas with? And how do you kind of stay connected to what's happening more generally in food? Is it like a social media feed or do you love certain magazines or are you just kind of like lots of great chefs in the area that you're hashing things out with or what's your process?
Well, I mean, there's great chefs in our region. I would say there's probably 8 or 10 of us that are a pretty tight circle. We eat together. We travel together. We social media together. We shop
together. Social media together. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds cozy.
But,
you share a Twitter handle?
We get cozy together. You know us chefs. But so, I mean, we play off each other. We, it's not an egocentric place.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Well, that's what I was wondering, too. It's like what diners are looking for. Like where they're pushing you.
No gluten. No, I mean,
so like everybody, yeah.
Yeah, we're no different than anybody else. I mean, we all have it. And then, you know, the Yelp threateners and all that. So
what's your favorite no gluten fix?
Honestly, there's not a lot of gluten on my menu.
Yeah, so there you go.
So
start,
we're pretty
start,
good.
Start
and,
there.
You know, and it's kind of like, if you know you can't eat something, you should know what products are.
Yeah.
You know,
like
so.
You shouldn't be asking for no gluten in your corn.
Correct. In your bread. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, those things are challenging, but we, you know, we do the best we can.
So. Yeah, that is definitely like a new landscape in, yeah, in cooking when you're like really trying to explore like different iterations of a recipe to suit those things.
Yeah.
Can be an interesting challenge for sure. Well, I'm curious, like I always am interested to find out like what chefs kind of have in their fridge, what they cook at home. Do you do much home cooking or you
get... Yeah, I cook a lot. I mean, cooking relaxes me and cooking at home where I'm not distracted by other people in the restaurant and being asked a million questions, you know, especially once my 6-year-old daughter's in bed. You know, it's really quiet time for me and it's where I get to explore. I do a lot with, you know, just fresh local ingredients that I can pick up on my way home.
Yeah.
You know, so I make a lot of soups and make a lot of salads this time of year just because it's so hot out. But I'm always doing something on the grill. Just fresh, not, you know, nothing crazy.
Keep it chill.
Yeah.
Well, any life hacks for other dads out there of young 6-year-olds for, you know, winning the lunchbox game?
my daughter's favorite lunch to pack is actually, she loves Nosh plates. So she's big on like saucy son sec and cheese.
Ooh la la.
So yeah, so it's really kind of cool to put together her lunches. And she does them herself now. She actually makes them.
Yeah, do you guys cook together?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
That's
I got
awesome.
Her first knife at Corin last year, which was really cool. So yeah, she's awesome.
That's great. Well, so just kind of looking forward, we're here almost, gosh, just past the midpoint of July, mm-hmm. heading into August.
Yeah.
What's shaking up in the Berkshires that folks should be coming up to check out, or if they're already in the area,
yeah,
stopping by to enjoy?
Right now, it's crazy in the Berkshires. I mean, it's kind of hard to compare, but our traffic jams up there last a half an hour, down here the last 3 hours, you know, but it's all relative, I guess. But Tanglewood's going on, Jacob's Pillow. I mean, all the art, you know, venues are open and they're packed. I mean, now's the time to come and enjoy all that stuff.
Just like lots of activities,
so,
lots
but
of things.
I like
check
to
out.
Remind people to come in the shoulder seasons when it's not so crowded and it's a much more enjoyable time.
Yeah, we can get a little more of you then.
Yeah. I like the sound of that.
So, what shoulder seasons, when is that? I'm guessing like not summer? Or?
Well, you know, the best time I feel in the Berkshires is like that late September.
Yeah.
You know, after like the week after you get your kids all situated in school, come back like the week after Labor Day for the next 3 weeks before leaf season is really in full swing.
Because mm-hmm.
Then it's just insane right through the holidays, you know,
yeah.
right through the, you know, November, December.
Well, I always like to, when we have special folks in the studio, to do some shout outs. So I'm curious, you know, if there's someone in your crew right now who's kind of helping you pop off the new spot that you want to buy around for.
Yeah, Sean Corcoran. He's my new chef de cuisine. But I got to give props to all my sous chefs at all my properties because they really, you know, stepped up and allowed me to be able to focus on that. And, you know, I haven't really been there to support them as much as I have in the past. So I really owe them a huge round of thanks and drinks. So,
well, you heard it here, guys, on radio. Chef is buying you the next round. Brian, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you.
Us. It's always great to have you
great to
in.
Be here. Cool.
Thank you out there tuning in to Heritage Radio Network. Check out this and more. Visit the website, www.heritageradionetwork.org, or find us on social media. Just stay tuned in. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.